Hey y'all, so this episode thingy is gonna be about the Duke loss that just happened. Big yikes. The title of this is obviously how I would describe what I just saw, and it was pretty bad. Like, they seemed like pretty lethargic and like they didn't want to be there, have anything to do with basketball, and I felt like we needed to see some rotation changes made for this game, but that obviously didn't happen because Javon had like over 25 minutes and did nothing for us on the offensive end of the game. But he did have like a couple blocks and rebounds, but at the same time, like, there were some other people who averaged more. I think Trey Jones had more than him. Like, okay, anyway, but he did nothing for us on the offensive end, and Alex O'Connell definitely needs more time because everything he shot went in. He has a really good follow through, and I feel like we need to feed him more, and have like more drawn up plays with him involved in it, because he seems like he wants to play. He seems like he wants to win and is like willing to do it. Whereas we're feeding some people, and I don't, get me wrong, like, I love like Trey and Jack White and RJ, but like, and RJ had like 21 points, but like, he also shoots a majority of the shots that are being put out. And he is a top 5 draft pick, but as well, we need to like share the ball. And him and Jack get like super, super brave behind the arc, which is a good and bad thing. But in this case, it was definitely a bad thing because they did not shoot well tonight. And, they get braver than the troops when they get behind that line, and I don't understand why, because when you live by the three, you also die by it. Literally everybody knows that. But I feel like all of these losses that they've been involved in, besides the UNC game, obviously, because there was not really any coming back from that. I mean, like, I think a lot of dudes were just shell-shocked that Zion got hurt, and then, you know, like, he is a big part of our interior defense, and he just has like this presence and this aggression on the court that we need to like not necessarily replace, but like learn how to do without him while he's out, which they're saying he should be back like next game. But, you know, we need to learn to win without him. You know, basketball is a team sport, and you have to replenish those 21 points and almost 9 rebounds. Like, the dude almost averages a double-double, but you need to find a way to win without him because he's not the only person on the team. But he offers a lot to our interior defense, which we've seen problems with in the paint with. And every loss that has happened this season has been drawn down to the wire. Like, we haven't, besides the UNC game again, we haven't lost by double digits. Like, we lost to Syracuse by 4, lost to Gonzaga by 2, and then tonight we lost by 5. Which in the grand scheme of things is not that bad for a majority of freshmen and sophomore dudes. But, I mean, like, going through each of these losses, like the Gonzaga game, Duke at one point in the second half was down by 16 points and came back and only lost by 2. And, you know, an L is still an L in the book or whatever. But that was the first team that Duke really matched ability and size with. And it was in Hawaii, at the Maui Invitational. I was trying to think of the name. Frick, I couldn't think of it. But, you know, it was also matched with the amount of coverage, and I can't say his last name. I still can't. The RUI guy, and his last name sounds like Hiroshima, which is really bad for me to say, but I can't say it otherwise. I need to, like, edit that out. I wonder how I can do that. Oh my gosh. Anyway, somebody's gonna report me, and I'm gonna lose this thing. But they were like, that was a team that, like, matched her size. So Duke was kind of like, oops, you know, like, this is somebody who can match her size. We need to, like, work around this, you know, bump at the road. And then the Syracuse game, you know, a lot of our points that, you know, happen and we can make come from in the paint. And Syracuse ran a good zone against us. And then they were kind of like, you know, baffled that they did that. And it came down to the wire. And in overtime, something that Syracuse was doing was driving the ball and getting fouls on layups, which Duke should have done. And we took an ungodly amount of threes that game. I think we took like 45-ish, maybe a little bit less than that. I don't really know. But it's just like, once again, you live and die by the three. And if you like, I don't know, if you try to put hope in that, yikes. Because we are not a good three-point shooting team. So that was a big problem for Syracuse as well. Which also, we had a couple guys injured, which, you know, is an excuse to use, but I hate to use it because it is a team sport, so. But anyways, this loss was pretty disappointing because I felt like we could win regardless of if it was on the road, you know, like, whatever. We were picked to win it, but they could have won if it would have been for simple changes here and there. Like, we shot better than Virginia Tech on nearly everything except for free throws, which those are given points. And I can't stress this enough. We need to work on our free throws. Like, those are free points that we get. And then we also turned over the ball a lot. We were super careless with the ball and also careless with our defense. And then they got frustrated with themselves, so they would foul, and that would result in easy points for Virginia Tech. But regardless of all that, this has been a very good season so far, and this is probably going to spoil me big time. Like, this season, they're really talented, but they have a lot to learn still. And I feel like we've got to make some changes before it comes ACC time, because once it turns March, there ain't no coming back. And I don't know, that's the true one and done. Yikes. Anyway, but I still love this team a lot, with every fiber of my being, but I hate to see them lose, so I don't know. Anyway, that's just my opinion. Thanks for listening if you did. If you didn't and you skipped to the end, I understand that. Yeah, this is like almost 8 minutes long. Holy crap. So I'm gonna stop flapping my jaws, and I hope everybody has a great day tomorrow or whatever, except for Virginia Tech fans. Screw all of you. You freaking stormed the court and you're like 20th. Like, you freaking bums. Anyway. Oh, God. Like, act like you got sense and like you've been here before. Anyway, I am pulling for a UVA when they need them. Okay, but I'm going to leave now. So, thanks for listening if you did. Adios.